Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Communities around the world will commemorate the World Hepatitis Day on July 28th. In this regard, Indonesian Ministry of Health has formulated a comprehensive approach to hepatitis elimination. More detail by Andy Romdoni.
Indonesian government through the Ministry of Health is promoting the strengthening of national hepatitis elimination strategy as part of the global target of eliminating infections and deaths from viral hepatitis by 2030. The Director of Infectious Disease at the Ministry of Health, Ina Agustina Isturini, stated on Tuesday that Indonesia has formulated a comprehensive approach encompassing prevention, case finding, treatment, and community involvement in health promotion. In a virtual media briefing to commemorate World Hepatitis Day on July 28, Ina Agustina Isturini stated that the hepatitis elimination strategy encompasses vaccination and early detection.
Ini adalah strategi penanggulangan hepatitis ya, di mana
this is a hepatitis control strategy which has four pillars, preventions. So we strive to prevent even if we are exposed. We immediately identify cases, so case finding and surveillance are how we carry out this and detect cases as early as possible. Then existing cases are handled immediately, handled cases.
Ina Agustina Isturini said that hepatitis elimination efforts require multi-sector involvement, including local governments, professional organizations, and civil society. In addition, the government is also encouraging the use of digital technology in monitoring and reporting hepatitis cases. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government through the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is currently drafting a roadmap for the use of artificial intelligence or AI, which is expected to be completed by the end of July 2025. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria, during an event at the Ministry's Jakarta office on Monday, July 21st, stated that the roadmap is being developed through discussions with various stakeholders. He also emphasized the importance of having regulations to govern the use of AI. Therefore, a comprehensive study is being carried out to identify the right benchmarks for implementing such regulations.
Dan tentu saja, untuk konteks Indonesia kita,
and of course in the context of Indonesia we are still assessing the readiness or level of adoption of artificial intelligence in different sectors, for example in education, healthcare, transportation, financial services, and also in agriculture and mining. We are currently looking at how far along the adoption is and in which areas artificial intelligence can contribute or bring significant benefits.
Menyumbang atau memberi manfaat yang besar.
Furthermore, he explained that AI regulation is crucial due to the rapid advancement of this technology. In addition to the roadmap, the government is also preparing a presidential regulation on AI development, the drafting process of which is expected to be completed by September. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. practice responsible tourism, support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song, popularized by Bruri Marantika, was released in 1999. The song, created by Arianto, tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt, with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening!
Hindar darimu, ku berjanji di dalam hati takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Dingin
Listener, Indonesia and US have made a deal to reduce tariff from 32% into 19%, which is the lowest in Southeast Asia. And according to Vice Director of Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Eko Listianto, to the Voice of Indonesia, this is a great opportunity for Indonesia.
Yeah, the tariff is decreased, yeah, and it will give us, yeah, especially for our economy, a chance to make more competitive, yeah, especially compared to the other ASEAN countries. So I think, we also buy some product from US more before, more than before, yeah. But at the same time, still protect our market to US. Yeah, this is, I think, a good deal. Yeah.
And you can find the full conversation about this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia. Project Pop is in the house, y'all.
Lihatlah dirimu seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Keki, oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan cinta, waktu kan sembuhkan dan lanjutkanlah hidup. I say baby you gotta let go. Ngapain sih cari foto-foto? I know that you miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo. Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman. Just having fun, nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Karaoke, shopping-shopping, walking-walking. Yang penting awak hatimu lebih tenang.
Lahir kembali manusia baru, jeng jeng jeng. Yang lebih asik dan lebih seru, jeng jeng jeng. Jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan cinta, waktu kan sembuhkan dan lanjutkanlah hidup.
Listeners, schools are not just a place to study and get to know something, but it is also about improving the life of the students. And in here, teachers apparently play a key role in making sure that the students realize that they come to school because they need to improve their life. And here is a related explanation about it by the former executive chair national representative of Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, Dr. Ica Khadija.
This is why, number one, which is needed by all teachers taking care of those children, are, you know, the psychological background to handle those kind of diversity, in order that they grow their motivation, that they are there to improve their life. Those children are used to looking at life at a very simple way. As long as I have things to eat, that's it, right? And now they have to go to the next level. I don't just need things to eat. I need to learn. I need to be better. I need to fight in a normal way, in an ordinary way, normative way, in order that I can have more qualified life. So this needs a skill. This needs a number of skills to handle their emotional background, then the social trauma, that sort of things. So when they are in the class, then they understand that they are there to improve their life.
And listener, full conversation about it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Awalnya ku tak mau kenal cinta dan kau hadir. Rasa yang ada, ku berpura-pura biasa saat tata mata. Padahal tak bisa, adanya mencinta bertemu.
This traditional snack will definitely blow your mind. Burayot. The name itself comes from a Sundanese word, ngaburayot, which means hanging, because the snack is really hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water. These ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough was shaped into a small ball. Then, they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floating on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the burayot. Slightly sweet, with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This is gonna be the best companion for your tea or coffee.
Tatkala mentari terbenam di ufuk barat, di saat itulah dingin rindu selimuti keindahan senyuman dari lesung pipi itu. Menikmati imaji bersamamu, maka terimalah diriku. Kita akan bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu, dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Sadar diriku tak seindah lagu indie yang selalu kau dengar meracuni telingamu. Ku pastikan ini bukan tentang sajadah lara, sahaja mewarnai duniaku. Maka
of Indonesia.
I've been living in 20 years.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half-hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Kwang Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kwang Men, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini, kalau sama yang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, dok.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together sweet, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough, then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku kasihku, karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku hidup bersamamu. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti,
takkan berhenti.
Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga kita teman bahagia. Pernah ku lupa kamu yang ku cinta, dari ujung kaki hingga ujung kepala. Aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau, belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti, hidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga kita teman bahagia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Sao total alebutet